What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Smoking Jay, the fantasy fornicator of Bears, Brews, and the Bros. And I want to talk to you guys about Monkey Knife Fight. If you guys use the promo code DABROS, that's DABROS, they will match your first deposit up to $50. With football here, finally here, and all the sports, you know, taking action, make sure you guys get involved. There's plenty of prop games going on Monkey Knife Fight. And it doesn't stop there. Monkey Knife Fight is allowing me to give away 10 $25 vouchers to use on MKF.com. For every 5 people that send me a screenshot showing me that you guys use my promo code, DUBROS, I will enter you in a separate raffle and give you guys another opportunity to get some more free money. Let's go. Let's get this money. Let's have a great, great fantasy football year, basketball, baseball, all of that. Let's get this money, baby. Bear down.
Hello there. This is Richard Dent. You're listening to the Bears, Brews, and the Bros podcast.
Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. This is your boy, Smoking Jay, in the house of my other brothers, Big Sid, better known as Fantasy Drill, Doc PLC. This man is a master of poor life choices. And we are the Bros, man. We're bringing it live. Sweetness isn't in this one. Neither is Renegade, but we're going to hold it down. We're going to talk about the last game that we unfortunately had this year, Bears versus the Saints, 9-21. You know, we lost. That score is deceiving. You know, it was a lot worse than what that is. But we're also going to talk about end of season recap, what we're looking forward to in the offseason and stuff like that. So, all right, man, 9-21, Doc. I mean, rapid thoughts real quick on this game and just go ahead with whatever you want to say, man.
Man, give it up to that defense. The Bears defense has had a down year, but when it was time to play in crunch time, in the wild card game, they came to play. They only allowed 21 points, which should be enough to win a game in the NFL. But we go back to the Bears offense, which was anemic. It was anemic. Mitchell Trubisky didn't even throw for 200 yards. David Montgomery ran for 31 yards. That combination isn't going to work. I'm okay with Mitchell Trubisky only throwing for 191 yards and a touchdown if David Montgomery is running for 100 yards and a touchdown or two. But it's just – it's not good. Not good. And that offense needs some work. So we'll see what the offseason brings. Drill, give us your thoughts, brother.
Man, what else can you say? The Saints are who we thought they were. If you want to crown their ass, then fucking crown them. No, I'm just kidding. No, man, bro. But just rapid thoughts on that, bro. I mean, I'm not surprised. Right? You know what I'm saying? So, like, the Bears not controlling their own destiny, getting into the playoffs. You know, I think morale came into play and just, you know, the defense was holding it down. And we just saw some sorry-ass shit on the field. I know we had a lot of players out. Secondary was stretched super thin, you know what I mean, on defense, but they were still getting it done. So big ups to the D for that.
Oh, yeah.
Just the offense, you know, only putting up 3 points through all of these quarters. It's just a glimpse. You know, we just shot right back into that 6-game losing streak that we were having. So, you know, it was tough to watch. I watched it all the way through, but it was definitely tough to watch. But, you know, I said in the previous show that, you know, I would like them to finish out the season, finish it strong, but I didn't want them to make the playoffs. Only because, like I said, I feel like we got to do things with this front office and we got to make some changes. But, you know, I wasn't surprised. I was just like, you know, it was a tough game in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? A lot of scores that we should have had. I'm sure we're going to talk about that, for sure. That damn dime pass that was thrown on a dime and, you know, wins and go ahead and just whiff that shit. So, I mean, I don't know what it is.
Not yet. With that play, we spoke about it too, bro. It's like when you're a team like the Bears, our offense is not a good offense. You got to capitalize on those plays. You can't drop passes in the end zone. Like, you're not a good enough offense to be able to
bounce off that. You can't. And at that point, who knows where our momentum would have taken us. I'm not saying we were going to light up the scoreboard, but, I mean, shit. We probably would have, you know, gotten in, you know, just had some confidence going in for Mitch. And we know Mitch, he's one of those guys. He needs confidence, bro. He needs it. And that play, that would have done it. But shit, man, at the end of the day, we saw this team self-destruct too, man. We saw penalties. We saw Cole Kmet get a garbage-ass penalty. We saw Anthony Miller motherfucking get into it with this guy again, Gardner Johnson, who's been doing it to us this whole year, actually for the last couple years. I don't know if you guys remember, years ago, Tariq Cohen took a hit, and there was a DB from the Saints putting his hand down, like, towards the ground, like, you're a little guy. That was the same guy, Gardner Johnson. So this guy, we have history with this fucking guy. And early in the year, this is the same guy that Javon Wims motherfucking smacked and got ejected in that game too. And now we see Anthony Miller do the same fucking thing. Undisciplined fucking team. This is a reflection of the coaching, bro. Let's not get this shit twisted, because that's exactly what it is. We had Darnell Mooney out, you know, on offense. We had on defensive side, Roquan Smith out. Motherfucking Jalen Johnson out. Buster Screen was out. During the game, we lost, who was it? It was Carson Houston or something like that? I don't know the guy's name, but we lost somebody else in the secondary during this game. Manti Te'o fucking played for us. And I was in the group chat texting you guys, like, what the fuck? Catfish is in the fucking building? Like, what the fuck is going on here? I completely forgot he was on the motherfucking practice squad. Hey, man. Look, the Bears, as far as defense goes, we did our thing, bro. Like, honestly, 21 points versus the Saints team on the road, you take that all day. One thing about motherfucking Nagy in two playoff games, I'm not counting that last touchdown for Jimmy Graham. I'm just not doing it, bro. In two playoff games, the Bears have scored 18 points that Matt Nagy has coached. Think about that shit. And this is the offensive guru, bro. This is the guy that we said, hey, you're going to come here and make us relevant as an offensive squad in NFL. Bro, this is a total failure. Whether you want to call it, it's because of Matt Nagy, or you could even say it's because of roster construction. I feel like you could go both ways and just say, hey, motherfucking, it's both of their faults, honestly. Because they're not working together to build a team together. Ryan Pace had his agenda with Mitch Trubisky. Motherfucking Matt Nagy, I think he counted Mitch out really early on when he first came here. He said, fuck this guy. He's not running my scheme. And he just stuck with that instead of catering to him. And we've talked about that shit all year. But, man, as far as this game goes, you know, it might have been Allen Robinson's last game. Might have been Mitch's last game. Possibly could have been Matt Nagy's last game, and maybe even Ryan Pace. I don't even know 100%. But one thing's for sure, bro, there's going to be a lot of changes coming. Before we get into that, is there anything you guys want to add? Any key plays? Anything else before we keep it going past this game? Doc?
No, you guys already brought up the Javon Wims drop pass. That's huge. And you could just see the frustration in Mitch's face when it happened. Because I think he knows. He's not as stupid as we say he is. He knows what he needed in that game. He needed a better performance. And, you know, if you throw in, realistically, that should be almost 250 yards and two touchdowns. That looks a lot better than 199 and one touchdown. So that offense isn't built to overcome mistakes. You can't drop passes like that. Javon Wims is a bum. He needs to be off the team. Who knows what the future holds, but that's about it.
Yeah, the only thing I'd like to add on to that, man, is just a lot of times when I watch the Bears play is that predictability, man, to a casual football fan that doesn't know shit about formations or anything else like that. If you could sit down and actually say pass or run and be right 99% of the time, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's coaching this team? You know what I'm saying? Like, I already know. And if I know as a casual, you know, or you know, anybody else that's watching as a casual football fan knows that then a professional NFL defense, you know what I'm saying, is definitely going to be able to read into that and be able to stop that all the time. That was just raw in itself right there. And one thing I didn't see is Trubisky do, you know, maybe at the end of the game, was any athletic plays to kind of extend anything. He had room a couple times. I seen him in order to run, and he didn't. So I was like, man, you know, what happened to that?
And it's crazy, too, because I think, like, towards the end of the game, the longest rush we had was from Mitch Trubisky. He had a little 7-yard run. And, you know, for most of the game, I mean, it was like, I'm looking at the box score. I mean, it was 7-3 at halftime. And, you know, you don't feel good scoring 3 points, but you feel good that you're holding the Saints down to 7. You're feeling really good about that. And we got the ball back in the second half. It's like, I just feel like we didn't try hard enough to establish the run. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Monty, just 12 carries, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't sit well with me at all, bro. Like, we know we need the run game to open up the pass game, and it just didn't happen. So, again, you know, this team, you know, like, we backed into the playoffs. You know, we play horribly against good or even average defenses. You know, this wasn't the Texans. This wasn't the fucking Jaguars. This is the motherfucking Saints, a real fucking team. And when you compare the Bears, the way they are right now, to all these other teams in the playoffs, especially the NFC, bro, we're going to get smoked by every single one of them. We got a lot of work to do, man. As far as off-season, I guess the off-season recap, end of season recap, I mean, just real quick for me, you guys know, I'm just waiting to see what happens with these changes. I feel like all this season did was show us that we need to make a lot of changes from the top all the way down, all the way even to the coaching staff. And I feel like a lot of people this week are going to get fired, man. And I know it's a fucked up thing to say, but hey, bro, like, if you don't get the job done, that's what's going to end up happening. Doc, as far as the end of season recap, I mean, how do you sum it up, man, for you when it comes to our Bears?
Well, I think at the beginning of the season, I predicted 7-9 or 9-7, something like that. I'd have to listen to our preseason show. So I wasn't far off. 8-8, about right where I expected them to be, with a mediocre offense and a defense that played well, but this season they underperformed for what's expected. I think changes need to be made. However, realistically, I don't think those changes are going to happen. I know we want to see Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace donezo. I don't know that that's going to happen, which I hate to say that, but I think they're both going to keep their jobs. We're going to see them, quote, run it back.
Man, this guy just, I feel like he just like socked me and knocked the wind out of me right now with that shit, bro. Go ahead, Drill, man. How you feeling about that?
Man, bro. Running back one. I think we've had plenty of opportunities to fucking run it back. We need to see something fucking different, bro. Like, it's great, you know what I'm saying? But, like, even when I'm watching, you know, whatever, ESPN Sports, and they're like, oh, they're going to have to deal with Trubisky. Oh, we made it again to the playoffs. We didn't make it as a team to the playoffs. Another team had to fucking lose in order for us to get there. Facts. So we can control that, you know what I'm saying? Like, watching it has been a whole bunch of games where shit, us as football fans, you know what I'm saying, when the other team is like, man, you should have lost that fucking game, I have no choice but to agree. I want to definitively fucking win games. You know what I'm saying? I honestly don't want Ryan Pace to touch another fucking goddamn NFL draft for anybody's fucking team. Or even then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, I can't stand it. I don't want to sit up in here, what, we're 19th in the draft order?
We're 20th.
Okay, we're 20th in the fucking draft order. I don't even want to see you fuck that up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's whatever. There's a lot of things that the Bears need. Like I said, it's sad for, you know, I love motherfucking Allen Robinson, man. And thank you for all the years you put in here. If this is your last year here. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad to go out on a fucking note like that, because that dude should have a ring by now. You know, Marie, you should be hoisting up that Lombardi. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. The Bears, to be, you know, we got to start from ground zero. And if we're going to do that shit, man, and I don't know about getting rid of, Matt Nagy and shit like that, though. But if we got the right tools on the team and we can work with what we work with, but we got to – that offensive playbook needs to be definitely extended. And you need motherfuckers in there who can understand it and grasp the concept quickly.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that we're catering to somebody. This is football.
Yeah.
You're lucky that you're getting paid as much money as you are because you are supposedly that fucking great. So you should be able to adapt to a playbook. Mitchell Trubisky's been here for a long fucking time. You know how we run it, or you know how Nagy runs it. You've been with him forever. You should be able to operate under whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
What the fuck do you practice for? What the fuck is the offseason for? I understand that we didn't have preseason this year, but neither did the other teams. So it's a fair fucking advantage to not know the playbook or not, to not be able to extend. Because I was agreeing with all the announcers. I said it before. Hey, we got to take shots downfield. We got to take. Of course, I could fucking set up a defense to get you anywhere from mid-range to whatever. You want to keep running the fucking drop, the drop to cold commit and fucking, you know what I'm saying? You
can read the same thing over and over.
No matter who it was to. You know, I'm like, man, and that's great. It worked, like you said, it worked against the Jaguars. It worked against, other teams. But this is the Saints. We're in the playoffs. They want to make it to the next step. Drew Brees is trying to get another ring before he loses out. You know what I'm saying? You know they're going to fucking play hard. But to be at 7-3 at the half and not capitalize on that shit, as many as a turnover that we had to be in the red zone, we should be able to capitalize on that period. And the thing is that knowing that shit and we're in the red zone like that, I would have took a bomb right to the fucking end zone on first fucking down. Rely on them and do that shit on first fucking down. I would have did that. They would have been like, oh, shit, they ain't playing. They trying to get in there.
Yeah, you got to be unpredictable. You know what I'm saying?
Then the opposing team defensive scheme becomes a little different. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to take it all day. We got Montgomery, who's great, but, you know, you want to run him 3-4 times in a fucking row. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I could see right through that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the predictability was horrible. But all I'm saying, so I don't run on forever, is that, man, I don't want Ryan Pace to touch another draft. If fucking Matt Nagy is going to motherfucking stay around here, then let's set him up with somebody who fucking, you know what I'm saying, with people who can fucking learn the playbook and fucking – learn it quickly and fucking let's make some plays. Like I said to you offline, bro, give me a dangerous quarterback. I don't give a fuck if he's throwing picks. Let him be accurate at least. Be accurate.
Don't let Jameis Winston hear you say that. He is a free agent. He's throwing picks. I don't give a fuck. You talking about a gunslinger, man. That's a motherfucking gunslinger. But look, I'm fucking with everything that you guys are saying. One thing that you said that stood out is like, right? Well, actually, Doc, you said it first with this whole thing with Nagy and Pace probably staying, and then Drill, you just said right now, like, you don't feel comfortable, and none of us do, with Ryan Pace picking our next quarterback. So I think at this point, the most likely thing, if I have to give a theory or whatever, is like this. It's either Mitch or Matt Nagy. That's what the Bears are going to be looking at. And we already saw that didn't work. Nagy's under contract right now. I feel like Mitch is gone. And I'm not just saying that because I don't like Mitch as a quarterback. I'm saying it because it makes the most sense. Nagy's under contract. Mitch is not. Mitch is more than likely gone. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, you say Mitch is gone. And I know I kind of interrupted you mid-thought. Who is going to replace him? Because God knows it's not Nick Foles. He's a boss. That offense worked with Nick Foles than it did with Mitch.
Well, all right. So I'm not a Nick Foles guy, but one thing's 100% for sure. The Bears made changes to the offensive line and to the playbook when Mitch Trubisky came back. That same offensive line – or excuse me, that offensive line that Mitch had towards the end of the year was not the same one that Nick Foles had. They ended up putting Musterfield or whatever the hell his name is in there. They ended up just shifting guys around and making the offense different. At that point, when Nick Foles was in, they were still trying to run Nagy's offense, bro. And I think that's the bigger problem is that. Now, it still sucks because I think Nagy's going to be here. But this is the biggest thing here is Ryan Pace. He's got to get the fuck out. And like Drill just said, we can't trust him picking a quarterback. Who's out there? I mean, we know Jameis Winston is out there. We know Cam Newton is going to be out there. We know Taysom Hill is actually going to be out there. Also, through the motherfucking draft, a name that's coming up, playing in a motherfucking bowl game, is Mac Jones. That's another name. He's projected as the number 32 prospect as of right now, according to Todd McShay. Yo, we might have a chance here to get a quarterback. Is he the right one? I'm not sure. Who's going to replace Mitch? I don't feel comfortable with Nick Foles either. I'm not going to lie. But look, we need to find a young quarterback regardless, and we need to get a bridge quarterback at the same time. Nick Foles is a bridge quarterback. That's all he is. And he's really more of a backup quarterback. But look, man, what else are we going to do here? And the only other option or that I would like is if we actually traded for Deshaun Watson. As crazy as that sounds, we're one of the teams that they're talking about that is going to be in the mix or should be in the mix. Now, I was doing some digging as far as contract goes, because we know Deshaun Watson already signed that five-year deal, that extension with Houston. One thing I didn't know, bro, one thing I didn't know, next year, bro, the cap hit for Deshaun Watson is only $11 million. That's it. After that, it's $32 and $35 million the rest of the way. So if you put if you're willing to make a trade, and yes, you're gonna be probably trading two or three first round picks. You know, Sweetness was actually telling me about a couple of trade scenarios where actually Nick Foles would be getting traded to Houston, giving up two or three draft picks as well. I'm cool with that, man. If we could work a way to get Deshaun Watson here, let's fucking do it, man. Why not? We'll worry about that $30 million cap hit 2 years from now. $11 million for Deshaun Watson next year? Bro, I'll take that all day. All fucking day. So, I don't know. Those are the quick little random quarterbacks that's coming up to my mind. You know, Mac Jones, Deshaun Watson. I mean, Deshaun Watson's really the guy that I want the Bears to get. But I don't know, man. I really don't know. As far as pace leaving, I really don't have any replacements as of right now. I mean, we're going to end up working some episodes, but we're going to preview stuff like that if Ryan Pace gets fired, which, you know, I think the three of us, we're kind of hoping for that. But this offseason is going to be very interesting. We're going to have draft shows. We're going to be digging in deep with the free agency and trying to see who we like for the Bears to go after. But yeah, man, I mean, as far as changes go, there's a lot of changes that have got to be made. What's going to be the most frustrating thing? What could be the most frustrating thing to happen or not happen this offseason when it comes to our Bears, Doc? Is there anything like that you could see us actually like either sitting, you know, with our hands on our ass and not making a move, or is there anything that pops out to you?
Well, besides what I already said with what I believe is going to happen with Nagy and Pace coming back, I could also see Mitchell Trubisky coming back, which I don't want to see. But a mock draft by ESPN's Todd McShay, friend of the show, by the way, has the Bears picking this guy, I think his name's Elijah Moore, from Ole Miss. He's a 5'9 wide receiver, 185 pounds. He's a little speedster. I don't think he's I think that would really piss me off, because that's not a good replacement for Allen Robinson. Another little guy who's fast. We have Tariq Cohen, little guy that's fast. We got Darnell Mooney, little guy that's fast. We got Anthony Miller, little guy. I don't even think he's that fast. We got a bunch of little guys. Look at the top receivers. They're not a bunch of little guys. I'm just saying. So I don't want to see another little guy come in here.
Unless your name is Tariq Hill.
Exactly.
No, but I mean, that's one. But I mean, shit. I hope. I guess we stay on topic. I just don't want to follow the same mistakes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to sit here, we're going to swallow. Either we're going to rebuild or we're going to do something, because we already been fucked for whatever. I don't give a damn if we're making the playoffs. We're losing. We're losing. We're not making it any further. And this year, we already know, like, if it wasn't for that five-game win streak, you know, and for us to have the type of teams that we had to face at the very end, I don't think we would have even been in the playoff picture to begin with. You know what I mean? It just so happened that we pulled up on the Jaguars and you know what I'm saying? Another team, you know what I'm saying, that was kind of weak or whatever, you know what I mean, with the defense that we have. But we need to make – if Allen Robinson like, – we're thinking about it. Let's just say everybody left. Mitchell Trubisky's gone. Nick Foles still there because we don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
Yeah.
Allen Robinson gone.
Hey, you heard what Allen Robinson said, right, like to the media? I don't know if that was today or yesterday.
I'm not sure.
They asked him, hey, how do you feel about, you know, Chicago? Like, what do you think, you know, your future holds? He's like, you know, I like Chicago. You know, I just feel like we had 365 days to get a deal done, and it never got done. He's gone, bro. Damn. Just him saying that shit hurt. And we've been saying this all year. Imagine our offense without Allen Robinson, man. Like, this is scary, man. Scary. We have a bunch of undisciplined receivers.
That's what it is, man. You got nobody really coming in. Like, you know, as I said, there's no leadership, though, too. So then who takes the reins to be a leadership, or do we go out there and go get a leadership? We got too many things to take care of that I'm sure that probably takes priority over getting wide receivers. And which sucks because we're dealing with the youngsters that we got. We got Highhead, you know what I'm saying, Miller, who let, you know, dude get under his skin. And not only that, you just let down your team right there because that was one less target for us to motherfucking be able to fucking throw to. You know what I'm saying? You got Wims who dropped that fucking pass. Like, yeah, Doc wants him gone, but at the same time, is that realistic? He's probably not going to be gone. He's probably going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, the wide receiver core is looking really, really horrible right now without an Allen Robinson because Darnell Mooney's a deep threat. You got what, Miller playing slot or whatever the fuck it is, and he's unheard of. You know what I'm saying? Like, throughout most of it, we got Ridley. We got, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't see nothing else going on. And then you got our tight ends get more time than I feel like any other actual wide receiver that we had. The tight ends get that money. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, we got to get out of that. I feel like we're like a nostalgic team since, you know, since the Bears have been around since the beginning of the fucking NFL, you know what I mean? Like, we're still, like, in an old-school pattern. I don't know what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we need to break out of that shit. Probably don't need a pocket-present-ass quarterback all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, need somebody to be able to run around, extend plays, do what they got to do. Like, the offense should be a little bit more high-flying, especially the NFL that we are in today. All of the top teams, you know what I'm saying? Shit, even Drew Brees' old ass is out there still rolling around going fast as shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I give that guy hella credit. I've always loved Drew Brees and shit. But, you know what I mean? But it's just something that you don't see. Like, our offense is not taking a chance. I feel like we're playing super safe, and I hate it. That when you're down by that much, anyway, you know, you're down and it's in a playoff game anyway, start doing something. Start taking some shots. I don't want to see you check down. You know what I'm saying? We had that from the check down king, Miller. You know what I'm saying? Miller back in the Miller time. I remember that shit. I used to hate watching that guy play because he fucking just checked it down all the time.
It's Miller time, baby.
Bro, but I mean, I don't care what we got to do. If we're going to revamp, you got to do it. Whoever's going to be, and let's just say Ryan Pace is gone, whoever the next GM is, make the right moves, man. If you got to cut people, you got to cut people. If you want to rebuild, rebuild. Do what you got to do. Find what you got to find. Stick with it then, and then roll through it. Because all we're doing is going through Ryan Pace's shit show right now. And this is the reason why we're so uneven.
100%, man. 100%. I think we're going to let the rest of this week develop. The last thing that my understanding through the radio over here in Chicago is that Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy were told from ownership that they will be given an opportunity to speak later on in the week. So I don't know what to make out of that 100%. I mean, to me, it doesn't sound 100. You know, it doesn't sound good. We saw Doug Peterson get fired today. This guy just won a Super Bowl not so long ago. Hey, Matt Nagy, your job isn't safe, man. It's just not. If somebody like that could get let go of, and it could have been because of that whole Jalen Hurts, Carson Wentz thing, like at the end, at the last game of the year. I don't know. But for a head coach to get fired – you know, a few years removed from a Super Bowl, nobody's job is safe. That's 100% for sure. Another thing too, so we're going to let this week unfold. We're going to see what ends up happening, but we're going to work up, you know, some general manager candidates that we like and possible coaching candidates just in case a move gets made. In the meantime as well, we're going to work up, you know, some free agency wish list. You know, we're going to work out some salary cap space, and we're going to try to see what we could come up with and try to get creative with these shows. The off season is here, man. Draft is going to be coming up, but first things first, we're going to see what's going to happen with the coaching, with the general manager. Then we got, you know, the draft, man. So we got a lot of work to do, man, but it's going to be exciting. You guys got anything before we get up out of here, Doc? Anything?
Well, it was a great season. I couldn't be more happy than to be on the show with you guys. And I look forward to, you know, a nice, smooth, steady off season where you can get into a nice little routine, enjoy the calm, work on the show, and, you know, just watch what the Bears do, watch what happens in free agency, where guys go, enjoy the draft. I look forward to the off season. You know, I love the regular season and playoffs. I love it. But I got to enjoy the off season too. We get a little downtime, time to relax, enjoy life, and not have to worry about so much. Wow. Cheers.
Cheers, my guy.
Yeah, man. Like I said, bro, like Doc said here, it's always a pleasure, bro, to be a bro. But, you know, all the fans out there, they say, man, we just thank you for listening all the time, all the other shows, all the other podcasts that support us all the time, man. Shout out to you. You know, plug, I love you, big dog, but I ain't giving no likes on the Instagram just for a week. But no, I'm just fucking around, man. But we got a big family around here, bro, and it just doesn't extend to just Chicago Bears fans, but everybody around the country, you know what I'm saying? Been on certain times, you know what I'm saying? Coronavirus, the whole bullshit going on with Trump and everything else like that, bro. So it's been crazy, man. But this is my way of outletting, you know what I'm saying? I've been to school, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to get back to Chicago. It's going to be around March time, man. And I can't wait, bro, to just get back up with the bros in person and chill and hang out and do all the shit we did before I came out here, you know what I'm saying? So a little bit, man, bro. But I love you guys, man, bro. For sure, bro. I will be in tune for sure.
This year's been crazy, man. I didn't know how this show was gonna go. I remember I was talking to Doc. You know, me and him worked together, last year, and I was telling him, hey, man, I'm thinking about doing something, and you know, he gave me a little bit of a push because he shout out to the Brody, man, the step bro, Bogar, Scott Free, Bo Jeezy, and he kind of like opened up my eyes as far as like, you know, it's not just an Instagram thing. Like, you could actually do other things and try to move through platforms and this and that. And Doc, you know, he kind of like gave me that push that I needed. And here we are, man. All of us, you know, we're all here. Doc, I love the shit out of you. I love the shit out of the bros. Drill, you already know. And, you know, this has been a fun year, man. Even though it was up and down and it hurt the way, you know, this season was full of ups and downs, like you said, Drills, you know, for a lot of different reasons too, man. But this is an outlet, man, and we hope you guys enjoy it. We're gonna continue to try to get better, and we're gonna continue to give you guys some content, some fire ass content too this off season, because we're gonna be doing some research, we're gonna be working, and yeah, man, to us it's not even work, man. This is fun, man. So we're gonna keep it going, man. So for the rest of the bros out there, for Drill, Doc PLC, for the homie Sweetness, for Renegade 2, this is your boy Smoking Jay. We'll catch you guys at the next one. This is the Bears Recap. We are the Bears, Brews, and the Bros. Bear the fuck down, baby.
Bear down, baby.